Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your anointing that teaches us all things, because you called us out of darkness. We once were children, thinking like children, speaking like children, acting like children, but praise God, the day of salvation arose when you called us out and you plucked us out of darkness, out of the lies of the evil one, into the kingdom of the Son of your love. Thank you, Lord. In your kingdom now we rise and shine, and we are for you, with you, in you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Our lives are now found in the kingdom, in the Father, in the Son, in the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 2, verse 18 to 20. Little children, it is the last hour. Just as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have appeared. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really part of us. If they had been part of us, they would have stayed with us. But by going out from us, they showed they are not part of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth.
Hallelujah. Just holding on to that answer there, the very end. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know the truth. That is just such a reality that we need to take hold of, because that the goodness of God has come and He's called us out of this deception, the lies. The whole world is under the power of the evil one. So there's the devil that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And there's Jesus that has come and given life, and life in abundance. And those who embraced it have taken hold of it. They need to stay in tune, develop on schedule. That's the answer there. You for Christ now. You in Christ. You with Christ. You declare Him in every way. So you're not Antichrist. Now the Antichrist here we can see is whatever is not of faith, whatever is not of Jesus, is Antichrist. So you've got Psalm 2. Can you read it in a couple of translations? It actually starts off in that there. Why do the nations plan, and why do the nations war, and why do they plan vain? It's vain planning. War and vanity all comes from the evil one. And then you can see, where's the evil one working? He's working with the kings and the rulers. It goes on to say the kings of this world, they come together. They come against the Messiah. So they Antichrist. So there you've got all the demonic activity that's come into this world that is passing away. And that's why Romans 12 tells us to not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how do you do that? You can go back. Start of verse 1, give your body as a living sacrifice, and then go on to verse 3. Then you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how do you do that? Verse 2 and further. By taking hold of the grace of God that brings about faith, and faith is from the Lord. He's the author and the perfecter of our faith. Yeah, so there you've got the picture. And remember when this gospel came, when Jesus came and He separated His disciples, His people, His children, beloved children, what did the rulers of the time, the kings and the rulers have to say? They're turning the world upside down. But where's that word coming from? That word is coming from the evil that is prevalent, and they are finding that their things are turning upside down. So it's not the world turning upside down. It's their demonic activities that has been exposed. So in God's perspective, we are actually the people of God, the disciples of God that time and us today are turning the world right side up, bringing it back to its original intention in Jesus, in the Father, in the kingdom. Yeah, so we just need to take hold of that so we can see you either for Christ or you outside of Christ, Antichrist. But also what it just points out here, the true Antichrist are the ones that's had the truth and then they've turned away from the truth. So they tuned into the devil and his lies rather than tuning into Jesus, who come to give us life and life in abundance. And then all the God quality of life that's available in the kingdom. So we need to understand that, and we can think of Judas Iscariot. He was one that had this truth. As the word said, yeah, they turned away from the truth. So he actually knew he's making a choice. Then he's not choosing Jesus. He's not choosing salvation. He's not choosing life. He's choosing death. And then another one that you've got is Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin, as I understand, he studied scripture, theology, and that's what he had a degree in, nothing else. But then he perverted that. He went away from creation, a God of love that created everything here on this earth and had for his beloved children, and he went into evolution, from the goo to the zoo to you, you know. Not what God preached. So when you go off the boundary lines of the great and precious promises, desire the pure spiritual milk of the word to grow thereby, and you start believing lies and deception, you are becoming an instrument of evil, antichrist. So stay with the Lord, guys. That's all. I like the end of that where it talks about the kings of this world that is bringing all this deception into this world. It says, bow down to the sun, to Jesus, amen, and hide in the sun. That's it, because the sun, Jesus is ruling and reigning, and he's ruling and reigning with you as a believer now, as a child, as his bride, as his church, as the vine that you are tapped into, and that's where you get your nourishment, and that's where you need to stay, because at the end, all this darkness, all this corruption, this deception, the pattern of this world, is going to pass away together with the devil and his angels and those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen.
Amen.